Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, pen, and paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you for your touch on the day. Thanking you for the word of God that came forth. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. You've been so good and merciful unto me. I don't deserve your mercy, but I'm thankful for what you have done. I thank you, O Lord. Thank you for your touch today, Jesus. Continue to bless, O Lord. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Meet us here tonight. Pour out of your spirit and let your blood cover, Lord. Touch us, O Lord. Encourage our hearts the more. Help us to receive the word of God that we might grow thereby. Help us, O Lord, to consecrate ourselves to you, that you may revive our souls and help us to stir up the gift that is in us. Help us today, Lord. We are seeking to please you and to do your will. Oh, my God, help us, O Lord. Help us to walk worthy, Lord, of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Help us, Jesus. We want to do your will, Lord. We want to speak your words, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Help us to be a witness for you. Help us to tell of your goodness. Help us to lift up the name of Jesus, for thou art worthy, Lord, and your name is worthy to be praised. Help us, Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you stop by here, that you pour us out another blessing, that you will have your way in this broadcast. Bless us, O Lord. Look on every listener. Pray that you touch right now and give strength to the weak, O Lord. Heal them that are sick, O Lord. I pray that you go into the hospital room. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you look on Brother Tanner. Touch his heart, O Lord. Heal, O Lord. We know you're a healer for both body and soul. You know his condition. You know how to deliver, Lord. Fix it right now, Lord. Raise him up, O Lord, that he might glorify thy name and tell of thy goodness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on Cousin Danny. Touch his body, O Lord. We know you can work a miracle in his life. We ask you for mercy today, Lord. Have mercy on him, Lord. Help him to give his life to you. Help him to seek your face, O Lord, and call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Don't let it be too late, O Lord. Help him to run for his life. Pray that you look on Darnell and his mother. Touch him right now, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Make ways for him, O Lord. Fix it in their lives, Lord. Save them to the uttermost. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Move, Lord, by your spirit, Lord, that you go into the prisons, that you have mercy on the souls there, that you let them hear the word of God, that they might repent of their sins in the name of Jesus, and look on that soul that is about to go to jail. I pray that you have mercy on them right now. Help them, O Lord. Give them a mind to change the way that they're living. Help them, O Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got all power in your hand, Lord. We pray that you move in this city, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Save, Lord. Save the unsaved. Heal them, Lord, that are sick, Lord. Be merciful unto the souls of men. I pray that you touch in a special way. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Help somebody to give themselves to you. Help them to seek your face, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you in faith for what you're going to do. And help us, oh Lord, to continue to take you at your word, trusting in you, doubting nothing. Help us to put our faith to work, Lord. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, bless us on this broadcast. Bless every listener. I pray that you touch them tonight, oh, Lord. Have mercy,
right,
oh,
now.
Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover today, oh, Lord. Wash away all sins and everything that's not like you. Make us, oh, Lord, and fix us the way you want us to be. We want to serve you in the beauty of holiness. We want to live for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for all that you've done for us, for the blessing that you poured out upon us on the day. We thank you today, Lord. I thank you again, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Continue to bless my soul, oh Lord. Help me to continue to praise you. Help me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch my body, oh Lord. Renew my strength and revive my soul in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us and stand by us. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Save us and we shall be saved. Heal us and we shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will be reading from the 32nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Praise the Lord. I have read the 32nd number of Psalm in its entirety, and may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm and the prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell Edmonding. Forgive me. Amen. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. The access code is 565 2166. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Neville Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we are continuing to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Deacon Roger Tanner, for Danny Thompson, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia wouldn't mind just singing a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis.
I'm blessed. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on this pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, please walk with me while I'm on. Praise the Lord. It sounds like we might have lost her, but praise the Lord. However, we're going to go to the Word of God, and this message was preached on this afternoon, and we're going to hear from Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. So we want you to stay, keep that station tuned in.
And a colt with her, use them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All will be done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken
in
by the
prophet. Please walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We got her back. So thank the Lord for that song. I
Amen.
Want Jesus.
Yes.
To walk with me. That's who I want to walk with me. Some people, they want this one and that one to walk with them. But no, mm-hmm. I want Jesus to walk with me. Because if Jesus walk with me, glory to God, I know everything will be all right. At this time, let us prepare our hearts for the Word of God.
Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Use them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes. And they set them thereon. And a, ver- and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that stole and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned unto the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward but forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. Amen. If you just had that faith, amen, all you need is the faith as the grain of a mustard seed. And the mustard seed is so small, it's like a little piece of lint. But if you have just that little teeny bit of faith,
yes,
you can speak to the mountain in your life,
amen,
and tell it to move out of your way.
Amen.
And it'll be moved. Amen. The Bible said, according unto your faith, be it unto you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
If you have that faith, amen, you can speak to that mountain. Amen. And it will be removed.
Yes.
Jesus said, Thou and be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. He said, It shall be done.
Amen.
Amen. All you got to do is have that faith and believe that God will do what he said he would do.
Yes.
He said, Let his word be true and every man alive.
Amen.
All things whatsoever you shall ask in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. That Amen. Without faith, it is impossible, to please God. Mm-hmm. You can't please him.
Amen.
If you don't have faith that he's going to do things for you.
Amen.
If you don't believe that God would move your mountain, if you don't believe that God will heal your body, if you don't believe that God will move things for you or work things out on your behalf,
it'll never get done.
Amen. Because you don't believe, you're an unbeliever.
Amen.
Amen. So you got to have faith that God is going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it takes. It can take 5 years. It can take 20 years. But God can do it. God will do it. If you ask it, it don't matter how long. How long it takes, he will do it. He will do it. Amen. Abraham put his faith to work.
Yes, he did.
Holy
Oh, yes, he did. He paid for the work. Amen. And God moved. He sacrificed. He was going to sacrifice his own child. Amen.
Amen.
For the word of God.
Yes, he was.
The word of God spoke to him and told him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his own child.
Yes.
And was going to slay him.
Mm-hmm.
For the word of God.
Amen.
The word that God spoke to him.
Amen.
And God saw Abraham's face. Amen. The Bible said he was the father of faith.
Amen.
Amen. God knows. If we had faith like Abraham, a whole lot of things to move.
Amen.
I tell you, I just thank God, because how many would sacrifice their child now?
All right.
Amen. God just speak to him. That's what is dear to me. He's dear to me. She's dear to me. Amen. But God loves them more.
Amen.
Amen. God loves them more. God loves our children more than we do.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Because he gave his life for them. Amen. I just thank God for his word today.
Amen.
We have the faith. Amen. All things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it.
Amen.
Ask it in his name.
Amen.
Pray, my sister, the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And thank God for the word of God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came through Evangelist Cynthia preaching about that faith. And at this time, we're going to have the prayer of faith prayed by Dr. Sheila Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, O Lord God, we come before you, Lord, taking you at your word. We humble our hearts, O Lord, and we ask in faith, believing, O God, that whatever you promise, you will keep your promise. Lord, you will do it for us if we ask. We come to you, Lord God, asking you to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Stretch forth your mighty hand, O God. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole right now. Oh, my God, send forth deliverance. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Lord, that you answer that one that's been waiting on an answer, oh, Lord. We pray, God, that you will move in miraculous ways and that you will work wonders, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are asking tonight that you will touch, my God, somebody's mind right now. Turn their hearts unto you, oh, God. Give them a mind to serve you, Lord. Save the unsaved, my God. Deliver their souls right now.
Deliver.
In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight. Yes. Oh, my Lord, we come to you and we lay our burdens down at your feet. We cast all our cares on you. We're asking you to take care of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, do it for us right now while we're praying this prayer, oh, God. And help us, Lord, to use the faith that you've given unto us, the measure of faith. Teach us how to use this faith. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, oh, God. Go into the hospital. Make your holy visitation. Lord, touch right now. Look on Deacon Tanner, oh God. Lay your hand upon him, Lord, and heal his body, my God, in the name of Jesus. All of those on the prayer list who've been waiting, oh Lord, who've been crying out, my God, and just praying, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will honor those prayers. That you will grant every request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will, according to our faith. Oh, my God, we believe that we have the petitions we are asking in this prayer. We believe right now, and we count it done, my God. Oh, God, and we give you thanks, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For all that you've done, Lord. We thank you right
Jesus.
Now.
Thank you
for
Jesus.
The miracles, Lord. We thank you. for your healing power. We thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for moving the obstacles out of the way. We thank you for moving that mountain, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now, God. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do, and we receive it by faith, and we claim it by faith. All these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Armin. The prayer of faith. Glory to God. We have to believe. And when we pray, we have to believe that God is going to do what we ask him to do. The Bible was telling us tonight, and all things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Praise God. I believe the word of God today, and I thank God for what he has already done, for the strength that he's given me. I thank him for it. I tell you, I'm encouraged. Through prayer and faith will get the job done. We thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Armin. And at this time, we're going to have remarks coming through our evangelist.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And this was such a very encouraging and thought-provoking message. We ought to activate our faith. We all have a certain measure. It's up to us to put it to work. And there are no limits on what we can ask in prayer. I heard her saying about, you know, people saying we shouldn't ask God for money, but we have not because we ask not. And there are no limits on what we can ask God in prayer and faith in Jesus' name. He said we would receive it if we believe. And I want to say to her, Evangelist Cynthia, keep on preaching the word of God. Be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful, encouraging message coming through Evangelist Cynthia, and that is what we need. We need to activate our faith that the Lord gave us this measure of faith, and he set that example for his disciples. He spoke to the fig tree, and the fig tree withered up.
Yes.
And the Lord began to take that instant to show them how faith works. If we have that small amount of faith and put it to use, activate that faith, is no limit to what God will do. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is keep believing God and just believe while we're praying, just believe that the Lord has answered the prayer, that the Lord has given us what we are asked him for in prayer, and he will do it.
Amen.
Just use your faith. A little bit of faith is all it takes. Hallelujah. I love that message. It's just so encouraging and so uplifting. And I just want to say to you, Evangelist Cynthia, keep preaching the word of God and be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord also for that word. And I want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to continue preaching the word of God and allowing the Lord to use you and speak through you. Praise God. I thank the Lord because God has put that sternness in you. And I tell you, she don't care whether it's mother, father, sister, or brother. She's going to tell it just like it is. And that's the way it's got to be. So I thank the Lord for that word encouraging us to look to the Lord, to believe him. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. The Lord for the word of God.
I encourage you to continue working for the Lord. And not only you, but I encourage Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija to continue also doing the work of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. We thank God for every one of the listeners. We encourage you to tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be back here for oldies but goodies in the gospel. And also we'll be back again Sunday night at 7 p.m. once again. Praise God, the Gospel Truth broadcast. So we invite you to tune in. And we, if that's it, is there anything else?
I just wanted to mention when she brought out about how her son had faith and believed. He wanted to do something, and he put faith to work.
Yes, he
and
did.
It brought to mind how she read that about the little children in the temple, and they were just blessing the Lord. And, you know, the scribes, Pharisees, they got indignant, and they didn't like it, praise the Lord. But the Lord was letting them know, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfect praise. So that child's example, just thinking of him, being so young and using that measure of faith, that's an example to us. It just came to mind. I just wanted to mention that.
Amen. Yes, that was good. I'm glad you brought that out because that's the way he was. And I tell you, he loved to go to church. And he didn't care whether it was only a few people. He didn't care if it was like three or four people. That's the church he wanted to go to because he had faith. He believed that if he went to the smaller churches, that he was going to get a chance to play the drums. And he did. He'd go to our faith temple. He'd go with us to deliverance temple. Oh, he took me. But he had that faith, and he put it to work.
Yeah.
And praise God, he wanted to praise God. He wanted to dance. And I believe his mother bought him some shoes with the rubber bottom on it. And he got so upset because when he got to church, he could not dance in those shoes. It was catching the carpet.
Didn't make the toys he wanted.
Yes, it was catching the carpet, and he couldn't hear the noise from dancing.
Mm-hmm.
He was so upset, he just sat there, and he didn't want to wear those shoes no more. He wanted the shoes with the hard bottoms that he can hear himself dancing and praise God. But I tell you, he had more faith than some of us.
He
didn't matter to him. He would come and want to be there. And he put that little bit of faith that he had to work. And God blessed him. Every time God blessed him. So that should be an example for us. Because sometimes we just draw back on the Lord. And we know the Lord is telling us. We know the Lord is leading us. And we still draw back. We still won't take that faith and put it to work. And we just lose out. We just mess up things. And then we try to do it when we get ready to, but it's too late. So let's continue to look to the Lord and believe God and take him at his word. I'm glad you brought that out. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anything else?
No.
Does anyone have any information about the Deacon's Day, where it's going to be? And when?
I believe it's today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Third Sunday. So that was they must be in service
right now.
They having a night service.
Where was it?
Was it?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's too late now. But thank the Lord anyway. What about the Women's Day and the, what is
hope.
It?
sure it will.
Okay. And okay, Lord's will. Okay, we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. We say God bless you, and I love you, and good night.
Love you too.